Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace for Sunday, 28th of August, 2022. I am delighted to have you with us, however you are joining us and wherever you are joining us from. Whatever it is in your heart or in your life or in your circumstances at the moment that brings you within earshot of this broadcast, may the Lord bless it to you. My name is Nigel Parker, and I am the minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke. If you don't have a live church connection, we'd be pleased to welcome you at our Sunday services at 10:30 a.m. at 256 Rue Queen Street in the borough of Lennoxville. But you can also join us through our Facebook page and our YouTube channel, where our services are live streamed. Our opening psalm is from Psalm 112. Praise the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord, who find great delight in his commands. Their children will be mighty in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in their houses, and their righteousness endures for ever. Even in darkness, light dawns for the upright, for those who are gracious and compassionate and righteous. Good will come to those who are generous and lend freely, who conduct their affairs with justice. Surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered for ever. They will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Their hearts are secure. They will have no fear. In the end, they will look in triumph on their foes. They have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures for ever. Their horn will be lifted high in honour. The wicked will see and be vexed. They'll gnash their teeth and waste away. The longings of the wicked will come to nothing.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassion, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be.
Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath broken.
Let us pray. God of all generations, you are the source of life and strength of all our lives. You know us through and through, and in Jesus Christ you entered our lives and showed us how to live with hope and generosity. By your Holy Spirit, you can nourish us each day and inspire acts of hospitality and kindness to those we meet. As we worship you this day, fill us with your living water to refresh our faith and make us a blessing to others, as we serve you in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Welcoming God, we too often fall short of the kindness and compassion we meet in Jesus. You have welcomed us like guests to a banquet, yet we find it hard to welcome a stranger in church. You have shown us what matters most in life, but we are distracted by worries, busy with things that really do not matter. Forgive us, O God. Teach us to honour you and those we meet in all we do and say, for the sake of Christ our Lord. Dear friends, while it is true that we have sinned and fallen short of God's hope for us, it is a greater truth that we are forgiven through God's amazing love. To all who humbly seek the mercy of God, I say, Jesus Christ has forgiven our sins. To all who humbly seek the mercy of God, I say, in Jesus Christ our sins are forgiven. Let us be at peace with God, with ourselves, and with one another, through Christ our Lord. Amen. A story from Luke's Gospel, chapter 14 at verse 1, and then from verse 7 through to verse 14. One Sabbath, when Jesus went to eat in the house of a prominent Pharisee, he was being carefully watched. When he noticed how the guests picked the places of honour at the table, he told them this parable. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honour, for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, "Give this person your seat." Then, humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. But when you are invited, take the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he will say to you, "Friend, move up to a better place," and then you will be honoured in the presence of all the other guests. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Then Jesus said to his host, "When you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or sisters, your relatives or your rich neighbours. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." In the 1967 movie, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, a young woman named Joey Drayton brings home her fiancé, John Way Prentice, to meet her parents. The parents had always thought of themselves as being without prejudice, but they are shocked to discover that their daughter's fiancé is black, and that this disturbs them. And this movie, which revolves around a dinner party, exposes the tendency to think that we are something that we are not. We often have flaws that go unnoticed until they are revealed in certain situations. This dinner reveals the parents' character flaws and leads them to re-examine the condition and attitudes of their own hearts. Something similar happens in our Bible text today. Jesus comes to dinner, but instead of polite table talk, this dinner conversation probably causes those present to wish they had brought more indigestion tablets. Jesus' actions, parable, and exhortation exposed the character flaws of those present. The Pharisees, who are what we would describe as church-going people, thought of themselves as spiritual and godly, but like in the aforementioned movie, the truth will come out. And Jesus exposed serious character flaws at the dinner, like judgmentalism, pride, selfishness. Eating together in Jesus' day was very significant. Not only were there rules about what to eat and how to prepare it, but also rules stating with whom one could eat. Eating together meant mutual acceptance. The Jewish leaders, Pharisees, would not eat with someone who was impure. No decent person would eat with an outcast. Do you remember how people complained because Jesus ate with sinners? Why did they get upset? Because to eat with someone was indicative of friendship or a healthy relationship. So by eating with sinners, Jesus was showing himself to be a friend of sinners. And this association between eating with someone and a healthy relationship with that person was true also of a healthy relationship with God. And this is why in many of the parables and metaphors of the Bible, those who are in or have returned to a healthy relationship with God are said to be invited to his table or participants in his banquets. Here is a story from Philip Yancey, quoting from the newspaper The Boston Globe in 1990, all about a wedding feast with a difference. Accompanied by her fiancé, a woman went to the Hyatt Hotel in downtown Boston and ordered the meal. The two of them pored over the menu, made selections of china and silver, and pointed to pictures of the flower arrangements they liked. They both had expensive taste, and the bill came to $13,000. After leaving a check for half that amount as down payment, the couple went home to flip through books of wedding announcements. The day the announcements were supposed to hit the mailbox, the potential groom got cold feet. "Oh, I'm just not sure," he said. "It's a big commitment. Let's think about this a little longer." When his angry fiancé returned to the Hyatt to cancel the banquet, the events manager could not have been more understanding. "Same thing happened to me, honey," she said, and told the story of her own broken engagement. But about the refund, she had bad news. "The contract's binding. You're only entitled to $1,300 back. You have two options, to forfeit the rest of the down payment or go ahead with the banquet. I'm sorry, really I am." It seemed crazy, but the more the jilted bride thought about it, the more she liked the idea of going ahead with the party. Not a wedding banquet, mind you, but a big blowout. 10 years before, this same woman had been living in a homeless shelter. She had got back on her feet, found a good job, and set aside a sizable nest egg. And now she had the wild notion of using her savings to treat the down-and-outs of Boston to a night on the town. And so it was that in June of 1990, the Hyatt Hotel in downtown Boston hosted a party such as it had never seen before. The hostess changed the menu to boneless chicken, in honor of the groom, she said, and sent invitations to rescue missions and homeless shelters. And that warm summer night, people who were used to peeling half-gnawed pizza off the cardboard dined instead on chicken cordon bleu, Hired waiters in tuxedos served hors d'oeuvres to senior citizens propped up by crutches and aluminium walkers. Bag ladies, vagrants and addicts took one night off from the hard life on the sidewalks outside and instead sipped champagne, ate chocolate wedding cake and danced to big band melodies late into the night. Dear friends, what a wonderful picture of the kingdom of God. When was the last time you tasted the kingdom of God around your dining room table? When was the last time you sensed the love of God close at hand? Perhaps it's time to invite somebody different over, to make a friend of somebody who doesn't have a friend, and in so doing, bring close the kingdom of God. More than that, next time you're in church, when you participate in the Lord's Supper, just remember what a gracious invitation it is to be there, to come and feast at the wedding supper of the Lamb.
For what earthly reason would the heavenly Father send down his Son to suffer rejection and pay for crimes he had not done? For what earthly reason would the Father let him hang on the tree? I wept with the answer that what earthly reason was me. Sweet Lamb of glory and his only wept with the answer that what earthly reason was me.
Let us pray. Our good and generous God, in Jesus Christ you came to us, promising life in abundance. We give you thanks today for the abundant gifts we receive in him, the assurance of your love day by day, the relief of mercy when we recognize our own failings, hope when things seem bleak, energy to make a difference through our work and witness, peace that comes when we trust ourselves in you. These are the gifts that matter, Lord, especially when the future seems uncertain. And so we pray, fill our lives with what matters, O God. Fill our lives with you. We offer you our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, Lord, for despite our poverty, brokenness, and blindness, you honor us with your righteous ones. When we abandoned you, our fountain of living water, going instead after things which were worthless and defiled, your love for us remained constant, and in mercy you never abandoned us. Instead, you sent us your Son, Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so we pray, fill our lives with what matters, O God. Fill our lives with you. We pray today for all whose lives seem empty, for those whose lives are empty of joy, because the going is tough and friends seem far away, because sorrow surrounds them, because hearts are filled with anger or disappointment. Fill our lives with what matters, O God. Fill our lives with you. Generous God, we remember before you those whose lives are empty of purpose and those who do not know the respect of their neighbours, because they are without work, because they face discrimination in their communities, because they have made poor choices and cannot make a way forward. Fill our lives with what matters, O God. Fill our lives with you. Gracious God, we remember before you those whose lives are empty of peace and hope, because they struggle with illness or disability, because they are powerless in the face of violence, because old animosities rankle and opportunity for reconciliation is elusive. Fill our lives with what matters, O God. Fill our lives with you. Good and generous God, fill us with the energy and compassion of your Spirit to reach out to those whose lives seem empty. May we become the gift we have received in Jesus, for it is in his name we pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
Once an outcast, soon.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.